Well, next, two recommendations to the inquest of Daniel McInnespy in Trim, County Meath yesterday. The 17-year-old was murdered over 15 years ago and was known to care services from birth. The inquest heard, in the last 15 months of his life, Daniel had been in 20 care placements and that three applications for him to be placed in secure accommodation were refused. Now, this comes as TUSA figures show 14 of 26 secure care beds are operational due to staff shortages, with two more to be added by the end of this month. And the jury at the inquest recommended the state carry out an urgent review of its approach to child protection and welfare. Well, this morning, TUSA also told this programme it will review the recommendations made by the inquest's jury. Well, earlier, Keelan Gallagher, Special Rapporteur on Child Protection, told us what needs to happen next.
Well, the jury has really cut to the heart of the matter here. And may I just start by expressing my deepest condolences to Daniel's family. It must be incredibly painful for them to be sitting through this. And I heard them referring to it being hellish. And really what we see here is the jury spotting precisely the urgent concerns, which is that while Daniel's death was 15 years ago, features of this case are sadly all too familiar and continuing. And the jury said expressly it's imperative that a case like that of Daniel's must never happen again. And that's at the heart of the recommendations which they've made, because, of course, as we know, the special care placements issue is continuing and is urgent and pressing.
Well, how urgent is this review? Because TUSLA have told this programme this morning that they will be carrying out a review on the back of the recommendations. How do you greet this statement?
Well, it's exceptionally urgent, and I very much agree with the sentiment in the jury's recommendation, but it's worth saying this is not a new issue. I mean, of course, this was a fundamental problem in 2010 at the time of Daniel's death. In 2018, the High Court issued a written judgment referring to the staffing crisis in special care, pointing out the need for immediate resolution. That was 7 years ago. And that's why the High Court in November 2024, Mr. Justice John Jordan, said the special care situation at that point had deteriorated to crisis point with no end in sight. So this has been an urgent and pressing issue in 2010, in 2018, in November 2024. And a few weeks ago, we had a heartbreaking case before Mr. Justice Oisin Quinn, where there was evidence before the court that the state has no secure special care space for a teenage girl threatened with being shot if she doesn't cooperate with a drug gang that set out to exploit her. So, and the High Court there recognised that even if the court made an order, a special care detention order, the state simply couldn't comply with it because of a staffing crisis.
TUSLA figures showed during the inquest, 14 of 26 secure care beds are operational due to staff shortages. This morning, TUSLA told us that they hope to have two additional places by the end of the month. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I'm very concerned about this. The evidence before the High Court in November last year was that of the 26 beds, only 15 were operational. The latest evidence is that only 14 are operational. It might go up to 16. I'm just speaking frankly, none of this is good enough. And we've got to bear in mind, these are some of the most vulnerable children in the country. Children like Daniel, children like that girl in the April 2025 case before Mr. Justice Oisin Quinn. And these are cases which involve very serious risk to life and to physical and mental well-being of children. And it is frankly outrageous that we are in a position that 15 years after the facts which led to Daniel's death, we're in a position where we're still dealing with a crisis which has been there in place for a decade and a half.
TUSLA says today there are four young people who have been approved by the High Court for special care, but they are awaiting placement. Does that concern you?
It does concern me, but it's important to say that I'm very conscious that many staff at TUSLA, including the chief executive, are deeply concerned about this issue also. And the fact is that TUSLA have been placed in a position where they're unable to comply with their statutory obligations due to a long-standing failure to provide adequate funding. And I'm acutely conscious that in the High Court last year, evidence was given by Mr. Kevin McCarthy, the Secretary General for the Department of Children, that business cases in respect of greater funding in this area have been submitted by the Department of Children to the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, seeking an increase in funding precisely because of these staffing problems. And those business cases were not accepted for reasons such as being cost increasing. Well, of course it's cost increasing because, as the jury's recognised here, there is a need for increased cost in order to meet the needs of some of the country's most vulnerable children. But also other reasons given were the likelihood of creating a precedent for further claims in the special care and other sectors, what was called the contagion issue, a kind of floodgates concern. So it's deeply troubling that you've got a situation where Tuzla have been saying that they need more funding, the Department of Children have been saying that they need more funding, and that there's been a block. So it's important that we see that this is the result of a long-standing failure to provide adequate funding to meet our obligations to the most vulnerable children in the country.
So funding is key then. It was a review was recommended by the jury.
That's right. And the jury is absolutely right in what they said here. Funding is critical. That echoes the concerns raised by Kevin McCarthy, the Secretary General for the Department of Children, last year in the High Court. It echoes the concern of the High Court in November 2024, saying this special care situation has deteriorated to crisis point with no end in sight. It echoes the concerns expressed by the High Court in April and May 2025 in a series of these cases. And we cannot be in a position where we end up having these horrendous, heartbreaking cases coming before the courts, and every time us saying this is an emergency, something must be done. It's high time that we provide proper funding to meet our obligations to these vulnerable children.
And at the centre of this really is the voice of the child.
Yeah, I was very pleased to see that the jury said that, because the jury made some very sensible recommendations. And one of the things that they said is that the voice of the child should be front and centre of decisions around placement. Particular heed should be taken of children who themselves have requested to be placed in secure care for their own safety. We've got to remember here that Daniel, in the 15 months prior to his death in 2010, his life had become increasingly chaotic. He'd more than 20 care placements. And on three occasions, applications had been made to the HSE care committee for him to be placed in a secure care accommodation setting. And on each occasion, they were refused at a time when the system was under severe pressure. And I think what's really heartbreaking and at the heart of the jury's concerns and the heart of the family's concerns is that this is not just a 2010 problem. Sadly, I have no reassurance that if a case like this were to arise again today, we wouldn't see the same outcome.
Ciarán Gallagher, Special Rapporteur on Child Protection, speaking to us earlier.